This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of a pregnant woman who was shot and killed by an officer has filed a lawsuit against the Arvada Police Department. Their attorney says Destiny Thompson was profiled at a motel while officers were looking for a shoplifter in 2021. The Arvada Police Department and Jefferson County District Attorney say the officer's actions were justified. Boulder's City Council has raised the number of unrelated individuals who can live together in the same house. The new rules allow 5 unrelated people to live under the same roof. It also allows 3 people with any of their children to live in the same home. The move is part of a broader effort to address a lack of affordable housing around Boulder. COVID-19 hospitalizations held steady at the end of last week and still relatively low in Colorado, even as nationally, a number of signs point to a rising spread of coronavirus. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The State Health Department reports 77 Coloradans are now hospitalized with COVID-19. Nationally, the CDC recorded a 17% rise in hospitalizations between June and July. In Colorado, 20 utilities report rising COVID-19 levels in wastewater. A similar number showed a decrease. A new variant, EG5, is now the dominant form of the virus in the U.S., and it's on the rise in Colorado, too, nearly 30% in the most recent data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fire danger is high for parts of the state today. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for most of northeast Colorado and the central I-25 corridor, including Denver. The warning for high temperatures, low humidity, and gusty winds lasts through 7 p.m. In Denver, a high of 98 this afternoon, Fort Collins 97, Colorado Springs 93, Grand Junction in the 90s this afternoon, and mountain highs in the 80s. It could be cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.